USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants America's European allies to take in and try hundreds of ISIS fighters captured in Syria, saying the U.S., quote, will be forced to release the terrorists in Europe if Britain, France, Germany, and other allies don't accept more than 800 ISIS fighters. Former Deputy Director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, insists that he had a one-on-one conversation with then-Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and that Rosenstein did offer to wear a wire and secretly record President Trump.
We talked about why the president had insisted on firing the director and whether or not he was thinking about the Russia investigation and did that impact his decision. And in the context of that conversation, the Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein denies it, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld is defending his primary election challenge to President Trump, telling ABC's This Week he'll pursue a 2020 Republican primary challenge because he says it's in the country's best interest that Trump face a challenge and hopefully not be reelected. Weld announcing his decision in New Hampshire on Friday. Former New York Congressman Anthony Weiner is out of prison. The Federal Bureau of Prisons reporting the 54-year-old Weiner has been transferred out of the Federal Medical Center in Devens, Massachusetts, after serving most of his 21-month sentence for sexting a 15-year-old North Carolina girl in 2017. A Florida sixth grader is facing misdemeanor charges after he said he wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. The 11-year-old boy accused of telling a teacher he wouldn't stand for it because he thinks the American flag is racist. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One person is dead after an armed robbery turns into a gunfight last night in New Orleans' Central Business District. Police say the suspect in the robbery opened fire on police, and they returned fire. The suspect was killed. Three other people were shot in that exchange, though. By some reports, as many as five may have been wounded. It's not clear if they were bystanders, but they were not police officers, according to the department. More now on the president's recent declaration of a national emergency along the border with Mexico. Organizers now preparing hundreds of protests for this President's Day holiday. MoveOn.org listing more than 250 such protests from coast to coast. Many are scheduled to begin at noon local time. Other groups also planning protests, including Win Without War and Indivisible. They call President Trump's declaration a power grab. The president says he has to act to address the national security and humanitarian crisis. He plans to redirect nearly $8 billion from the Defense Department to help build a border wall. And it looks like fans are eager for the Frozen story to continue, the Walt Disney Company announcing its teaser trailer for Frozen 2 is the most viewed animation trailer of all time, getting more than 116 million views in the first 24 hours it was public. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.